91X News.
It's 7 degrees and cloudy at noon. From the QNET Newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Evan McClelland. There were two robberies in Belleville yesterday. One took place just before 1 p.m. at the Bayview Mall. Police say a 15-year-old girl was mugged at knife point in the mall's parking lot, and the suspect made off with her purse and headphones. Police say the suspect is male, in his teens, roughly 5'7", with a thin build, dirty blonde hair, and a chin-strap beard. Police say he was wearing a red-brimmed hat, baseball cap, one that is black, a lumberjack-style coat, blue jeans with a white belt, red shoes, and a silver ring on his pinky finger. Police say he fled the scene with a second man and were last seen running towards Herkimer. The second robbery happened shortly before 9 p.m. at the Mr. Convenience store on Dundas Street East. Police say the store clerk was robbed by a man with a knife. They say the suspect is 5'8", wearing dark pants and a dark jacket with a cover over his lower face. Police say he was last seen running north from the store. Authorities ask that if you have any information about either robbery that you call the Belleville Police or the Quinte Crime Stoppers. 15 people came to a dental program for low-income adults and seniors at the Quinte Sports and Wellness Center earlier this week. Anna Russick from the Ontario Oral Health Alliance said there is a need for financial assistance because when dental issues are neglected, it can lead to pain and cause pain that can take over someone's life.
There are no provincial dental programs currently that cover the cost or provide financial assistance to adults and seniors. And if you're low income, you're less likely to be able to afford the fees at a private dental office.
Many adults and seniors have no money for dental care in Ontario, according to Russick. Down in the U.S., students and neighbors described the suspect in the deadly rampage in Florida High School as a troubled teenager who threatened and harassed peers. Authorities say the suspect had been expelled from Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School for disciplinary reasons. The suspect opened fire on students with an AR-15 rifle yesterday, killing 17 and injuring 14 others. Melissa Falkowski, a teacher at the high school, says her school is now another statistic.
I've seen this on TV. We all have, you know, this shooting after shooting, and, you know, there's always the same thing is said, you know, it's not the time to talk about gun control. It's not the time. It's time to pray for the families, and I just think that that hasn't gotten us anywhere.
She went on to say,
here we are, and we're, like, the latest statistic on, you know, on school violence, and as a society, you know, as Americans, we're failing our children, we're not keeping them safe, and Congress is failing us, and the government is failing us, and something has to be done.
This latest mass shooting has reignited the debate on gun control. Many are calling for the Trump administration to take action before another incident occurs. President Donald Trump said from the White House he's making plans to meet with families and local officials and to continue coordinating the federal response. Meanwhile, back up north, the candidates vying to lead the Ontario PC Party will square off today in Toronto in their first public debate. Former Toronto City Councillor Doug Ford, former MPP Christine Elliott, lawyer and businesswoman Carolyn Mulrooney, and social conservative advocate Tanya Garnick-Allen are competing for the leadership role. Political observers say the key topics will be finance and the carbon tax. They say the stakes are highest for Mulrooney, a rookie politician and a relative unknown who must prove she can discuss policy and hold her own against more experienced and forceful rivals. The position was vacated last month when Patrick Brown resigned following allegations of sexual assault. As for Brown, Ontario Liberals are dismissing the former Tory leader's suggestion that his political adversaries may have been behind the sexual misconduct allegations that forced his resignation and threw his party into turmoil. In an interview with Global News, Brown says he and his team had been worried about rival parties circulating rumors about him for some time, but they assumed no media outlet would take such stories seriously. He says that changed when the CTV News ran a story citing two unnamed women alleging sexual misconduct dating back to Brown's time as a federal MP. Brown has vehemently denied the allegations, saying there are discrepancies in the women's stories and has accused CTV of dishonest reporting. CTV has said it stands by its stories. Brown says he believes his political rivals are to blame, a claim the Liberals are calling ridiculous and not worthy of comment. The NDP and PCs declined to comment on Brown's statement. The federal Liberal government says it will overhaul the way Ontario relates to Indigenous peoples. Overhaul the way Ottawa relates to Indigenous peoples in Canada. Carolyn Bennett, the Minister for Crown Indigenous Relations, says the move is historic and long overdue.
We need to move from the denial of rights to the recognition and implementation of them. No longer should Indigenous peoples have to claim or prove that they have rights.
Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says the Liberals will devise a new legislative framework to help pave the way towards granting First Nations, Inuit, and Métis people greater control over their own destiny. The federal immigration minister is under pressure to proceed with the promised changes to how Canada decides whether to admit people with certain medical conditions. Opposition politicians and advocates say the current regime, known as medical inadmissibility due to excessive demand, discriminates against people with a wide range of illnesses and disabilities. The House of Commons Immigration Committee recommended late last year that the section allowing people to be disqualified on the basis of their health be stricken from Canada's immigration law. Immigration Minister Ahmed Hussein said the government would overhaul the policy, but nothing has happened yet. NDP immigration critic Jenny Kwan is introducing a private member's bill to deal with the issue and says she hopes the government will adopt it as their own. That's QNET News on 91X to 1207. Sports is next.
The book on auto insurance is like the rule book in hockey. It just keeps changing. I'm Bruce Mackey of Mackey Insurance. Your accident benefits may not cover as much as they used to or as much as you originally thought. For starters, if you make more than $30,000 a year, you should review your limits. Like the rules in hockey, accident benefits have changed. We'll keep you up to speed. Visit Mackey Insurance, 211 Dundas Street East, Belleville. Be sure. Insure with Mackey Insurance.
In QNET Sports, in NHL action, Toronto defeated Columbus 6-3. Colorado shut out Montreal with their 2-0 victory. And the Panthers beat out Canucks 4-3. Meanwhile, in the NBA, Toronto was victorious against Chicago with a score of 122-98. Belleville Senators are struggling to find consistency as they continue to ice a depleted lineup game after game this season. Dan Taylor has the story.
On Monday, Belleville forward Max McCormick was recalled by Ottawa, one of 11 BSens players to make an appearance in an Ottawa Senators jersey this season. While roster fluctuation is typical of the American Hockey League, the BSens have arguably been hit by it the hardest. To put in perspective how unusual this is for an AHL team, the Toronto Marlies have had 8 players spend time with the Toronto Maple Leafs of the NHL this season. Those players have played a combined 50 games for the Leafs, while Ottawa's 11 call-ups have combined for 126 games played. Head coach Kurt Kleinendorf says absorbing Ottawa's injuries on top of their own has not only made it difficult to find consistent success, but has been disappointing for the fans.
Ottawa's had quite a few injuries this year, and they haven't been short-term injuries. You know, Chris Weidman has been out for most of the year. So right off the hop, I mean, that was Thomas Chabot for us. Yeah. You know, if you think about it, that injury right there cost us a really good young player that we never expected to have the whole time, but we thought we'd have him for part of the time. But off he goes. And, you know, he's a guy that can not only make a difference for us, but I think it would have been fun for our fans to have had a chance to watch him and connect with him, and I thought it would have been healthy.
Kleinendorf says his team has played with as many as 9 players short this year because of Belleville and Ottawa's injuries. He says he has never experienced anything like this since he began coaching in the AHL back in 2006.
This is an extreme. It really is. It's just been an extreme. And now we've got the flu season upon us. We lose one guy pretty much every night because of that. So that'll go away, but hey, it is what it is. You know, we've never used it as an excuse. I've not used it as a crutch. We're not crying about it.
While losing players to injury has been a burden for the BSens this year, Captain Mike Blunden also sees a positive side to having his teammates get a chance to play up with Ottawa.
It's great for the young kids to get the experience and see what it's all about and what they're actually working towards their goal and their dream. And especially when they get up there and they play and they get to play minutes and they get that confidence, you can definitely see when they come back here how much more confident they are in their game.
The BSens' next game is tonight when they visit Laval to take on the Rocket at 7 p.m. Dan Taylor, QNET News, Belleville.
And that's the sports. Send us your team or league scores via email to qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. And now the weather. Forecast for Belleville. Today, a mix of sun and cloud, high of 6. Tonight, cloudy with a 60% chance of rain, low of +1. Tomorrow, a few flurries and a high of +3. At 12:10, it's 7 degrees. QNET News on air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Evan McClelland. News next on 91X. Next at 1.